Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with your girl, Riri.
And Coco.
And we are super excited that you are here. We should have played a different song today.
Yeah, it's our anniversary.
So thank you so much for sticking around for one whole year of Real Talk, Real Plans. It was really, you know, a dream for me, and I'm glad it's here. You guys are the bomb. We have the best audience ever, which of course means we'll be doing a giveaway.
Ooh, will we?
Yes. I have ordered lots of stuff, and I ordered duplicates so that I could make sure that we had some, you know, some stuff to give away. Maybe we can give away three things, maybe.
Okay. I got some stuff.
Yeah.
Too, from the last time we were supposed to have a giveaway, so, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be putting out some things. I also opened up the Facebook group. Did you know we have a Facebook group?
Yeah.
We do. We have a Facebook group, and it's called The Realist, as in R-E-A-L-I-S-T-S, because you guys are the realists. We all see the realism. And so we're the realists. I was debating on if I should change it to the realist, E-S-T, but that just seems so cliche. What do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was thinking cliche.
Yeah, so we should just stick with the realist. So, yeah, I opened that up, and soon I'll be inviting some people in, trying to make some things pop up over there, see what kind of plan of drama we can find. And, you know, that way you can come and drop it. You can be anonymous if you want to. But we need all the tea. I have reached out to a couple of people. I'm sorry, I'm getting these notes all out the way. I have already reached out to a couple of people about being on the show. And so they're definitely there. We're just trying to get our schedules together. So be on the lookout for that. And the last thing is I did an interview with an author, and I recorded it on my phone also, even though it was done over like Facebook, Zoom, StreamYard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to release it.
Oh, okay.
So that it can, you know, it can be heard because it is, you know, why not, right?
Yeah, see, I've thought a snippet of it.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was really good. And you were all worried about it.
I was so worried. I'm always so worried. I'm even always worried about this, you know?
Yeah, it's human nature. It's human nature. But we do get good feedback. We get constructive feedback.
Yeah, I really
from our loyal listeners.
Yes, the realist.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The realist. I'm excited about that. So go search it, join it. Not but four people in there now.
That's okay. People didn't know, and I think it'll be good for people. We don't have
a lot
of rules and all that different stuff. So
no, we just, you know, laughing and joking and talking shit. You know?
Yeah.
Being messy, but not malicious.
Yes. If we were talking about that in one of our other groups, right, about how a lot of these groups, they'll have, you know, oh, it's got to be approved. And it's especially when somebody has something, like, serious to say or a question asked, you got to wait for one of the mods to approve it for anybody to even see it. So it just wastes time, and it's like, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
Just let people post. And if you see it later, you don't like it, then delete it. But all these rules, it just drives me insane. It's like, we're all adults here. Simmer down. Not that serious.
Simmer down. And if y'all start arguing, baby, let me just watch.
Yeah, let me get, yeah, my popcorn, because I'm here for the team.
Right. So, how you been all week, guys?
I've been really good. Working, crafting. What else?
What you crafting?
I got, you know, I will say I was struggling because I got the, I told you that, the sublimation printer, right? And I was struggling with the settings on the printer because it's not officially a sublimation printer. It's really supposed to be a photo printer. But anyway, so I converted it, blah, blah, blah. So I've been working on that, trying to get the colors right, and I think I finally got it. And then I bought a new heat press also. So because I was thinking that it was the heat also. So anyway, I got everything together now, and now I'm good to go. So that's all. Just been working on sublimation stuff in scrapbook. I am working on my scrapbook.
I keep talking about doing scrapbook, which is why I reached out to Crafty Trisha, so she can come in and tell us more about this scrapbook and life.
That's our number one fan.
It really is. Between her and Christian, who is a paper fan, I definitely believe, you know, they are a top two for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. I'm really nervous about my last week in my planner.
Why? That's this week.
That's this week. Because, you know, you just, how you want to have something ahead of time and you just don't have it. And so you're like, oh, no, what I'm going to do? I mean, but last time we was afraid that we weren't going to have it before January 1st. And they definitely had it ready.
Yeah. And you got it.
Oh, yeah. Trying to do something different. Not in the doggone, not florals, but I just see the, I see the florals are coming, okay? Let's just put that out there.
Hey, what is that season? It's floral season.
No, I know, I know. So, you know, I have to ask. Last episode, we were talking about, we were talking about the drama you had at work. And so I'm not sure if the listeners want to know or if I want to know or if both of us want to know, but I got to know. What is going on with that little case, girl?
Well, funny, you should ask. I was actually just thinking about it. It actually has expanded to, well, not expanded. I have now a separate one at a separate one of my locations. It's like sexual harassment season. It's that's the way it feels, sorry. I don't want to trigger anyone. But that's the way it feels because it's like every week there's another and another and another. And it's like, what the hell is going on? And, okay, so the one that I told y'all about last week was getting to be really interesting because she messaged me on our platform at work to say, what's going on with this investigation? I feel like it's going on much longer than it needs to. You know, all these different things. Well, back up a little bit. Earlier this week, maybe Monday or Tuesday, I had messaged her and I said, hey, some messages are missing. Like, I can see where you curated these to be what you want them to be. I didn't say that, but I was like, some messages are missing. She, you know what she says to me?
What she say?
I gave you what I felt was relevant.
Ma'am.
Excuse me. No, honey, I need context around all of this. So I said, well, I think I appreciate you for trying to make this a little swifter for me. However, I'll decide what's relevant. So if you could send it to me, whatever. I'll be an attorney after this. But so anyway, so I responded to her, and she said, well, you told me it'd be done on Friday. No, I didn't tell you that. I told you we'd give you an update, and here it is, 11-something. 11-something on Friday. You on Central Time, so it's 10-something. So I said, here's the update. And I put it in all caps, update. I've been looking through all the chats. She didn't know that. See, she think I'm just using the information she gave me.
Right.
I've talked to him, his wife. You've been an active participant for the last 9 months. Now, because you're jilted, because he those messages that's missing, and for her whole week of messages are missing. And that's the week he told her that he was staying with his wife and he wasn't leaving because his kid is 18 and the kid is like 9, something like that. You know, it's like a little kid. So now all of a sudden, he's a sexual harass. I don't think, and this is, women like her are the reason that a lot of women don't come forward because they're not believed because of things like this.
Right.
You are jilted, scorned. Meanwhile, you have your own man, okay? And so now all of a sudden you were sexually harassed. Well, she didn't know that I had all those messages from the work platform that she was using. She had no idea. So she, I haven't heard from her since I sent her that message. But anyway, I'm closing out the case.
But now she's like, oh.
I'm closing out the case. But let me ask you something. And I'll ask our listeners, too, if anybody wants to chime in on this. The number is 515-602-9680. What if you were the guy being, now, stupid he was because he should have never done this. And I told him the other day, it's plain and simple. I said to him, what have you learned? Because I'm going to tell you what I think. You don't shit where you eat. There was no reason, and the good thing for him is their coworkers that he's not a manager or anything, because then he would still have to go because it's just improper to be having those kind of conversations. But if you were him, what would you like to see happen with this?
Okay, wait. Let me just go back first to you don't shit where you eat. Can we just say that a couple more times?
Yeah, that could be our new quote.
Okay. Good
At least
Lord.
For this season.
Yeah, because that's ridiculous. You're not even, I mean, hell.
Exactly.
You know better. You know
yeah,
better.
It's just so much. I'm like, are you kidding me? And, you know, whatever his reasons are or whatever, he has them, but trust me, I think he's learned it. I think
he's
figured it out.
Oh, yeah, I hope he did, too, because, baby, you almost messed up your whole happy home.
Yeah, and the other is, you know, she was terminated now, you know, back 9 months ago. She was sexually harassed.
Wait, what?
That's the new one. The new one was terminated. She was terminated, and then she's out of sexual harassment claim. After.
9 months later.
Yeah, it happened. I don't know if it's been 9 months, but it was, yeah, sometime late summer or something like that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so that one's a little sticky. But anyway, that one's still ongoing.
Okay. Okay, so back to the question. What would I like to see happen?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I thought I lost you.
My mouth was just.
I thought I lost you.
Probably want her fired.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just tried to take my whole livelihood from me, and that's not cool. Nothing about that is cool.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. He didn't ask for that, but I'm like, you. 2 weeks, I've been doing this almost. Most of the hours of the day that I'm working has been something that I've had to do, whether it be interviews, discovery, whatever it is, I've been doing it. And, yeah, I agree. I think that that's what it should be because it's a waste of time. You know, your feelings are hurt, so now you call with this thing. I mean, and the letter was just like, It was almost like this guy was a monster.
Yeah, like,
you know,
I think that is too close to, you know.
Yeah, because I think what she thought was we were just going to take the text messages she sent us and be like, oh, my God, he's got to go. But no, that's not the case.
Right.
Like, everybody, this has got to be fair and just for all people involved. And it just, it's not, I don't know what she's looking for.
You're looking for
I know what she's looking for. she's hurt, so she wants, you know, him gone.
Yeah. What's his wife saying? I mean, if you can say anything.
Well, you know, they're staying together, obviously. And look, they were going through problems like a lot of people do, and one or the other, and I've been there on both sides of the coin. You know, you're looking for this attention from somebody else, but then things get better in your life.
Right. And then you're like, oh.
And you're kind of like, yeah, that was fun. Because literally it was conversation. There's no touching, no nothing. Not even in-person conversation. So the wife is, you know, she's upset and, you know, she thinks that he's stupid and she, you know, was worried that it would come to this because it was somebody that he was working with. Listen, she's standing by her man. That's her man and she's going to stick beside him, okay?
But you know what? Here is something else, though. Okay. Is it worse to have an emotional affair than a physical affair?
For me, it is. Because if it's just physical, it's just like going shopping. You know, it's an activity. You know, you shouldn't have done it. But
exactly.
It's an activity. But when you get your emotions all involved and you're having these emotions that's making you think you want to be with this person and I want to leave my life, my current life that I'm in now and all that stuff, that's serious. That's serious. For me, an emotional affair is the worst. I'd rather you stick and move.
And once those emotions are involved, it's hard to let go.
It is.
It's like, you want me to do what now?
And then as the wife, you thinking that this person thinking of this as a person all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why it's horrible.
Yeah.
Or the wife or the husband. Or the husband. I, you know, where everybody, every gender.
Right. Either way, though, the other person, the tilted person. I would definitely, so if it was just an emotional thing, would you leave?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
I don't know. I guess it just depends. Listen, in my younger days, yeah, I was on the run all the time.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
Yes. You only had one time to do me wrong. But I also took my first husband back since I say first husband is no longer. You know, so where I am today, is the mortgage paid? Okay, well, see you. You know, go ahead and do what you got to do. I'll be here. You know, I don't want to be cheated on. Okay, I'm not saying that. Yeah, but I really don't have the energy to even think about, oh, well, he's at home. Where is he? I mean, it would literally have to be in my face because I'm not looking for it.
Right.
I really... You know, I'm asleep when he gets home. So whether he got in at 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. before I wake up, I don't know.
Okay.
I have to look at the Ring camera, and I don't really care enough to look at the Ring camera. For me, everything is going fine. Internally, I'm not looking for anything. Now, some stuff gets to be looking a little crazy, I might be like, hey, I wonder what he's up to. Again, not going to put too much energy into it because I just don't have it to give.
Right.
But let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you were out and you saw Vincent with someone, this show has taken a whole turn from what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
But if you were out and saw Vincent with another woman or another person, whatever, would you tell me?
I am going to take a picture.
You are?
Have a conversation and then decide on if I want to send it until.
Oh, okay. I guess that's fair.
Because first thing is, I already know that women going to stand by their man and you're going to be, you know, there is a saying, don't shoot the messenger for a fucking reason. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would definitely have that conversation with you first. Not necessarily about that. I would just ask, like, how y'all doing? What's going on? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you decided that, if I felt like you was in a space to actually receive it and not place blame, I would say, hell yeah, I'm going to send you the picture. Because I don't think it's okay for people to take away the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be somebody you know. You know what I'm saying? And it could be, you know, it might not have been nothing inappropriate. And so that's why I think I would have a conversation first. Because I don't want to just jump to that conclusion and I'd be ruining something for no damn reason.
Hmm. Well, okay. Well, let me say this. I could see Sonia with her tongue down somebody's throat. I'm not telling you.
Hmm.
Because there's a reason for the saying ignorance is bliss. If you happy, whatever the situation is, this could be like a one-time thing. It could be, you could even already know about it, but maybe you don't want nobody else to know that you know, you know, even though she's disrespecting the relationship, let's say. But I'm not going to make you feel worse by coming to tell you. Also, if you live in a world of happiness, I'm not coming to destroy that for you.
Well, baby, I'm going to fuck your shit up.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you my friend, I will let Sonia know that I saw her. I will say that. I'm not going to just keep on with my dinner. No, I'm going to let her know, and I'm going to be angry inside because you my girl. But I just cannot cause anybody pain like that, especially when if you like now thinking, you know, everything is great, and then tomorrow I see her somewhere. But I'm going to let her know, because I'll tell you what, I did that before. Girl, the man told on himself. Yeah, he told on himself. And I was just like, oh, wow, I don't know if she listened. How is so-and-so, you know, and then it was kind of blew up his spot. But, yeah, it's kind of the conversation went on from there. But, yeah, he wound up telling on himself. But I'm just not – I just can't do that to anybody. Because, again, like you said, you will – that's my wife and I'm sticking by. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
the one.
I would have to have a conversation to kind of know how you feeling.
Well,
I
just told you. I just told you.
So you just said don't say you shit.
I don't even know. For now, the mortgage is being paid. I'm good. If I tell you, this fuck ain't paying the mortgage, and this is happening, and that's happening, you'd be like, oh, it could be that chick I saw it with. You know?
Okay. And that's why I said we're going to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And after we had that conversation, we'll know. Okay, that's a good. You know, I don't think about it like that.
I know you like, oh, I'm not being true to my friend because I'm seeing this. But you also have to look at it from the other side. Friendship has death has occurred to the friend who has told. Because they told, and if they think they're doing the right thing.
And again,
but,
like I say, they may know and not want the world to know.
Not want the world to know that they know. Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you now, we ain't no swingers.
Well, I know y'all not.
So if you see 55 out there doing her thing, I might be with you. Don't tell me. I might be with you on that. Don't tell me, because I'm going to be sad then, and I don't want to be sad.
Exactly.
But you know what?
Okay.
You're skinny, because you know, when you be sad and depressed, sometimes you get it in a line.
Sometimes you do. But me, I eat my sorrow. And so don't tell me, because then I'm going to need surgery and everything else so I can get my life together. I'd have to find a new man and be all in love and not wanting to eat in order to lose some weight. So, yes, I'm good. Don't tell me. I won't tell you. Anybody within the sound of my voice, if you know me personally and you know Vince, if you see him, hey, you can tell him, you can slap him, you can do whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. But don't be fucking up. My bills get back.
Okay. Yeah, everything is paid. We good. I just can't worry.
Okay.
But as of right now, I don't believe you would see him with anyone. But, you know, if you do, let's preserve our friendship and just keep it to yourself.
Correct. Okay, so that took a turn.
It did. We went from sexual harassment to cheating, Lord.
To cheating booze.
To cheating and not telling me.
And not telling, okay. So, are you planning
things? Yeah, my last week of March.
Are you going to actually use your planner this go round?
Yeah, well, this is the one that I always use. But the one that I got from Cover Up Queens, I think it was, for this quarter, I didn't use it. So, because I was already in the middle of the quarter, and then life kind of started happening, so I never got to use it. So I'm just going to kind of redate it.
Oh, okay.
For this quarter, yeah. I'll redate it for this quarter and move into it. Yeah. It's pink, so it still goes with the season, so I'll be good.
Oh, so you got that baby pink.
No, it's not. It's fuchsia, but it's still pink nonetheless.
Oh, I like that.
It's not like winter, you know.
So I have...
Looks like we're getting closer to CPC.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Oh, wait, I wanted to talk about something.
Okay.
So, there was a flyer or something going around for this planner something or another. And it looks like a planner subscription. Do you know anything about that?
A planner subscription?
Not a planner subscription, a meetup subscription.
No.
Okay. Well, it's I shared it
on Instagram. You shared it on Instagram?
I shared it on my stories, and then I shared it in our, you know, in our group. But I was very much so curious as to, you know, what information I could get, and so I did get some kind of information. The first comment that I got on it was, they have to still owe me money.
Oh, really?
So it's looking like this thing, Planner Babes United. Let me not put their name out there. But it was so And it's looking a little sketchy. So I would just like to warn any of our listeners, any of our, you know, fellow people that some people don't believe in. And paying what they owe or whatever. So just be careful with that.
Was she a speaker or like a presenter or something? Like owe her for what? Something she purchased?
I think a ticket to an event.
Oh, wow.
And
you know, I've been hearing a lot about these events. Planners, sponsors, I don't know what you call them, event hosts are not paying people, the presenters, the people
who do
like
that. If I'm your presenter, I want my money up front.
Well, that's what I would say because we pay up front to go, so why don't they have the money?
Right.
It's not like they're collecting the money at the door.
You don't collect my $500. 6 months in advance.
That's crazy. I heard that was an issue at Go Wild also. And, like, a lot of local events and stuff, like, local people will go to local events, and there'll be people there, and the people are, like, they're not getting paid. That is so weird to me. How can you look at that person? Or, I don't know. It's just so weird. But then it kind of tells you why some of these things fade, too.
Oh,
because
yeah.
After that, if you get a bad rap, nobody and everybody's talking about you. And so nobody wants to be the one to come and present or do make and takes or whatever it is. That's, I don't know what you call them.
Yeah, because I need my money. Grab me my coins, bro.
But what I would say for anyone within the sound of my voice that is like a presenter or whatever it is you do it, you're the person that's coming to do an hour for the host. What is that? What do you call that? I don't know why these words are leaving me. But anyway, I would get at least a deposit. Oh, presenter. Yeah, I did say that. Yeah, sorry, y'all. I would get a deposit or something. You know, like, this community, too, is just so weird. Like, people fall out so quickly. They're not paying people. I don't know. I don't get it.
And I bet you it's people who talk the most shit.
But usually. Yes, usually. That's the situation. That's the one.
I've been.
But if I saw that post, now that you say that, and that girl, because I put her name out there, and if it is her event, I wouldn't go. I don't care for her.
Yeah, you put a name out there.
Yeah, yeah, I had put it. but if that's if that's who she's talking about, I could see her owing her money. I could definitely see her owing her money, and she's nasty, and I wouldn't go to any of her events if they were free. Okay.
Mm. Well, since we on the
it's fake.
The topic of what happened to her, girl.
Okay.
So there is a person in the planner community who PRs for like, now I know you always joking with me about me PRing for a lot of people.
Sure, for everybody.
Girl, but I PR for a lot of small people who not a lot of people fool with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no big name.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe Paper House, but everybody a PR person for Paper House.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, anybody can get on there. but this person PRs for like at least 20 people. I'm not even exaggerating. And she really has a bad reputation. So it is said that she has closed down a couple of small shops because she is, if you got a shop and I got a shop, she'll PR for both of us. I'll be in my group chat telling my people like what I'm about to release, how good it looks, and she'll go tell the other shop.
Oh, no.
So you know how a lot of times people will have basically the same clip art, the same dolls, the same all of that. So she'll tell somebody like, oh, they're about to release it on this day, so you should do it on this day.
Oh, wow.
And then she PRs for
people.
Huh?
So people find it out about it?
Some people are, and they're really, but I mean, she has a big following, and she has, I guess a lot of pool, I'll say, in the planner community, kind of like that lady from TPC.
Yeah, I remember that.
Down. So people are afraid to kind of sing because they don't know, you know, who to trust and who to say. And I just be like, y'all, these people don't pay you.
Yeah, why are you doing that? Like, what are you getting out of that? That's so messed up.
It is. And, you know.
Right. And then y'all say, why you hate people? Stuff like this.
No, I hate shiesty people.
Yeah.
For sure. But I couldn't believe it. I was just like so amazed that she's just out there, and she has so many Facebook groups, and she just has so much pull, so many different places. And, you know, oh, I'm going to have a Happy Meal unboxing on this day, and I'm going to have this. And she'll say a lot of times that she doesn't buy, I mean, that she isn't gifted anything, and that she just buys them just to, you know, to support the businesses. But really, she is getting some stuff for free. You know, I mean, yeah, you get a discount, but some stuff you are getting completely for free. And
wow.
So she's painting it like she's just, you know, a do-gooder and doing it all on her own. So,
what is wrong with people?
I don't know.
All of the drama, Lord. Just all the drama. For what? Paper pins and stickers.
paper, pens, and stickers.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to, you know?
And you just stuck.
All right, so CPC looks like they should be having their, I'm thinking it's going to be sometime in April, just because they've said that they're, what do you call them? The volunteers. Rain?
Yeah, it's raining really hard.
Okay, because I keep hearing something. It must be thunder, but okay.
Yeah.
So sorry, y'all. Oh, I think they're going to, I'm hoping their tickets will be sold soon because their volunteers are got to be ready to purchase their tickets in April. I don't know for sure, but if somebody knows, please let us know. That's what I was going to say.
I can't wait to buy my ticket.
Yeah, I cannot wait to buy my ticket. I will be there. And I don't think Vince is going to be able to go this time.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Maybe he'll use that time to cheat. Just me and all my friends will be in Chicago.
Okay. So we won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about nobody telling me. Wait till I tell him about this.
He's going to be like, girl, you got no people cussing me out.
Yeah. So, but yeah. God, it is storming. I thought I rolled up the window.
There was something else I wanted to discuss. What was it? I'm a little off today.
I know, me too. There's probably the change in the atmosphere. I use that for everything. I was like, yeah, that's the atmospheric pressure. That's why I feel that way. That's why this is happening.
Have you gotten any happy mail lately?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got Jane's agenda. You know, for this month. I think I got it last week, actually. And I was cleaning my classroom this week. I have a few boxes that haven't been opened that are Jane's Agenda, well, Villa Beautiful, a couple different things. But anyway, I'm going to get to those. But I did order today. Oh, I ordered on Friday from Villa Beautiful, the Harry Potter fan. Why, I don't know. I'm not even a Harry Potter fan, but.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Since that conference, everybody. I'm like, oh, I got to have them. And then today, tell me, what's the girl's name? Angel Shop. I don't know why I kept wanting to say Bella Shop. Angel Shop pins. I bought some pins from her.
Oh, did she have a release today?
No. No, she didn't. But she was on, she had some stuff on an Instagram story that I think are new, but I don't know when they released exactly. So I was like, oh, I need that. So, yeah, I spent $100. One of them was a little, what do you call it? It has a little case, a little cute pastel case with a little pom-pom thing on the end.
I might have to go look.
Yeah, she has some B6 things, so I know you like that.
I do. And, you know, even though I'm in this half letter and I am loving, loving, loving it, I do miss planning and just a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the variety of the spreads, like I could do whatever I wanted to do. If I wanted to do a list that day, I could just do a list. If I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it. You just, it's something that you're used to, so this one is taking a little time to get used to, and it's not the same, you don't have the same experience. There we go.
Experience. I will say that I've been killing it.
I was going to say, I saw that you got your replaced stolen pen.
Yes, I did.
You think it was your mail lady?
I don't know, but whoever that bitch was, she deserves to get cussed out because why would you steal my pen?
Right.
For no reason.
Yeah, that was messed up.
I was going to say that I have been wearing out these Live Love Posh rainbow sticker books, and now it makes me want to order another one.
Oh, really? Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to. I told you to come over here so you can get some of this stuff.
Okay.
I got some of these books that I'm going to. Unless she has a new one that you want, then obviously order it. But
no,
there was one that I had that you wanted.
Yeah.
And I don't see it right now, but it's in here, obviously. You can have it. Y'all have to come over.
Okay, we will. We will definitely, definitely do that.
So you can, yeah.
So I can go shopping with no money.
Yeah, there you go.
I really like the idea of that. I do a planner Zoom for my book group every month. The last Sunday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that today, and I didn't plan anything. But I saw some outlaws in there. Shout out to Heather.
Oh, really?
Yes. Shout out to Heather for coming through. And so it really made me think about the Zooms and how we might do them once a month or something like that. Like, Planner Shenanigans, where I go to, is every month. I mean, every week. So do you, I guess this is just a rhetorical question, but do you have a set time to, like, plan every week other than Sundays when we record? Like, are you sitting down on Friday night, like, okay, let's get it done?
No, but I will say this. That's my plan. My plan is the plan. I have a specific time to do it. And honestly, Saturdays are probably the better day for me to do it. But then, again, it had to be Saturday night, I would think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that would have to do it for me. But you know what? Since we get people to join our group, we can do Zoom.
Yeah. Well,
and then we could do our live. We could do a live show.
With it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, with people, like, a place to go and kind of, you know, laugh and joke.
Yeah, there's no rules. There's no nothing. Just I'm in and be you.
Yeah. I mean, camera, no camera. I need a camera one time at least to verify. But
yeah, so we can see who you are. It's just better to communicate that way. I like seeing people. So even with my hair all over my head, I don't care. I just get on anyway.
So yeah, okay. I just wanted to know if that was going to be one of the things I would like to.
So I think that's something we should offer.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, and that's the time people could just say, hey, y'all want to chat? Shall we be? I'd be sitting at the computer all the time anyway, yeah. I work better like that, even like if I'm cleaning. I can get a whole lot done if I have somebody there with me. They don't even have to be cleaning with me, just communicating with me. Because if not, I'm like a shiny squirrel. I'm all over the place.
They call that body doubling.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And it's like you're with someone who's going to make sure that you get her done.
Oh. Well, then there you go. That's what I need in my life. A body double.
Okay. So I'm going to work on that for the group and try to, you know, keep doing it. I can't believe we made it to a whole freaking year. Do you have a favorite moment from the year?
So, no, I just love the laughing and talking. I'll tell you, I don't have a favorite, but I do enjoy when people call in and talk with us or give us an idea or ask questions or whatever it is. And I do like when we get the messages from people also that want us to discuss something or whatever. I don't think I have a favorite moment. There was one in the beginning where we just laughed most of the show. But I don't know that I have a favorite.
I don't know.
It's kind of like the kids. I can't say I got a favorite one.
Right. I think that one of my favorite moments is we had taken a break between recording. And when we came back, I just kind of had this resolve, like, I do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And whether people listen or not. And it just made me feel, like, so empowered and, like, re-motivated. And it was like a reminder of why I wanted to do a show, period. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it was kind of like, I don't care if you listen or not. I'm going to do this. And I, you know, I like it. And this is what we're doing. You
mm-hmm.
get in or get left.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's good, yeah.
I thought that was kind of fun. You know, I mean, that was a big moment for me.
Yeah. I think that is. That's a good one. That is a good one. But yeah, we have too many breaks, though. We have to get on a regular thing. But it's just, this is what makes it real. Because
exactly. Life.
Yeah.
Life.
It's like life happens. Stuff happens.
Life be life. Like a mug.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'll have a couple. I'm going to start doing those mini, you know, re-rambles because, you know, I don't work.
You're crazy.
So I can do
that
those.
She's a kept woman.
No, I'm a bum, okay? I need to, you know, get out there. Ooh, but guess what I did do?
What?
I did my resume.
Oh, you did?
I did. It still seems very educational or mm-hmm. geared toward education. So I probably need to send it to you because you're really good at that stuff, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask, but then I didn't want to be.
No. I would like for you to kind of change the language on some of it. Did I tell you I went to a life coach?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll talk to you. I talk to you all the time, but I feel like I only talk to you once a week, too.
Right.
How did I miss that?
Yeah. So I had a life coach, and okay. she really kind of kept me motivated. She kept sending me friendly nudge to do your resume, friendly nudge to do your resume. And I'm like, bitch, you're right. I need to do it.
I know. Like, stop it on your friendly nudges.
Oh, I know. I was just cussing the whole time. But it mm-hmm. was, you know, it was what I needed. And so...
Okay, well, good.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, I'm going to work from home tomorrow, so you can, whenever you want to, I'm just saying. I'll be at work Wednesday and Thursday, but other than that, I'll be working from home.
I'm going to send it to you, because it's like on a Google Doc, but I want to change it. I need to duplicate it so that I can make another, like an administrative one or something else, like a more general one, not one that seems like it's only geared toward education because I'm not going to education right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so you want to do something different.
Yeah.
You can work from home for safe home.
That's really what I want to do, find something where I can work from home.
Yeah, I think you should do that. Let's talk about it. Can I just shout out this shop real quick? I have never talked to this girl, but when I tell you, she has some really nice, she makes a lot of, what do you call these? Are these charm bracelets? No, I don't know what you call them. They like those beads, but they're customizable.
Ooh,
anyway, check out her shop, Jewelry by Honey Bee. I'm going to, she's right here in Georgia, too. She says you can pick up. I'm looking to order while I'm on the phone with y'all. She does customized frocks and stuff too. But she's in Riverdale, Georgia. Really, really nice. So I mean, have to go. I mean, and hers don't look costume jewelry. They look nice. Like you could wear them.
Yeah.
Wherever. Yeah. They really look nice. She's got a. Yeah. I like them. I'm gonna order from her. I don't even wear jewelry. I'm a phone wearing bracelets or collecting them, whatever.
Right.
But yeah. Anyway, I just was looking at it and I thought it was really nice. please, nobody, don't say you order from her. She got bad customer service because I've never ordered, so I don't know. I have
okay,
sent a chat, but I think her stuff is nice.
No, I was gonna say I did a spread and it's completely not my style, but I'm trying to do something different because someone told me that they could look at a spread and tell it was mine, and I was so sad.
No, really? But that's
but
that would be like branding, right? So you know what I'm saying? That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You're taking it negatively, and I would.
Not negatively, like oh, I'm going to beat her ass. No, nothing like that. But more like, okay, let me see if I can do something different. Let me try, try to get some.
But don't change up if you're not happy with it. Because guess what? McDonald's ain't changing their Big Mac.
No, they're not.
Okay.
I figured that.
If you bite into that, you know it came from McDonald's, not Burger King. Yeah. So there you go.
You're right. But them florals had me on a lot. and this is just my weekly, so I got florals for days for my week.
Okay.
I mean, for my dailies, I can do that. But this one is really bright. I did the Craftastic Weekly Challenge. It was in the city. You know, I'm finally getting to take my ass out, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, good. Hey, before we go, because we only have a minute left, I just want to say this. If there's anybody that are interested in Happy Planner sticker books, let me know, because I'm purging. I'm cleaning out these rooms, and I'm only keeping what I need and use.
I love that. Well, we thank you guys for talking to us, as usual, listening. Next time, call in. Have a better timing so we can let y'all know ahead of time. And as always, we are messy and not malicious. And we thank you so much for calling and for listening.
Goodbye.
Our anniversary.